With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The good liars.
This is boring.
We're boring.
I will die standing in my booth.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Don't smoke, girl.
Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth.
Trust us.
Welcome to The Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVram Stiefler, and we are The Good Liars.
And we may be The Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, today on the show, we are going to be discussing the latest drama surrounding MAGA, Trump, and the Jeffrey Epstein case that will not die. But before we get into that, we want to remind you, you can support us on Substack. There is a paid tier where you will get exclusive content. The link is in the description. But before we get into all the Epstein stuff, DeVram, today is a very special anniversary of a very historical moment, not just in political history, but in U.S. history, world history. It's a moment that will live in infamy, probably bigger than the moon landing, bigger than splitting the atom, the discovery of gravity. I would say. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about right now?
So many things are running through my mind. I don't actually know what you're talking about.
All right. So I'm just gonna play this clip. And this was 9 years ago today.
I don't know who created Pokemon Go, but I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
Truly historic. Historic moment. Do you think that moment actually impacted the election? I know we like to joke around and have fun on
right.
the show.
You and
know,
that's one of I mean? Our favorite we're, things yeah, to do. Yeah. And we're doing a little bit of that right now.
Yeah, I think we're laughing.
We're laughing. We're having fun.
We're having fun.
Yeah. I think that really affected the election. I think that was probably the biggest thing that caused Donald Trump to come from behind, kind of, and win.
Well, if we could tie it into what we're talking about
now. I know you will.
Because at this very moment, Donald Trump is trying to figure out how to make this Jeffrey Epstein story, Pokemon Go, away.
And there it is. And that's why 9 years later, still top
it's
of
still
mind,
top
for, you
of
to,
mind.
For you to use yes. that to transition. Yeah, he would love for it to Pokemon Go away. But some people won't let it Pokemon go away.
That's right.
Are we going to do
that's
this the
right.
whole time?
Yeah, I would love to, actually. So, DeVram, you've done a lot of research
now.
I'm putting you on the spot right now because you dove into this Jeffrey Epstein story this morning, and you looked into it and kind of the history of Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein, and you're very upset with me right now.
Yeah,
as
a little
I
bit.
Say
a
this.
Little bit. We were both trying to kind of get this together, trying to gather a few facts about this. We could talk about it in kind of an educated way.
Sure.
You're going to put that on me.
Yep.
Well, let's just do our best. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
I think it's important to remember when this has come up and has become the big deal that it has, that it's a little bit of like a self-fulfilling thing. That they did to themselves, that Donald Trump, that the Republicans did to themselves, because it was a big part of his campaign.
Yes.
Do you remember that being like a main thrust of the campaign? It felt like it was all about, we're going to be transparent. They're not.
Right.
But we are when we get back into power.
I remember he did a Fox News interview, and it was like with three people, which was very funny in general, just the three people asking different questions. But one of the women who was asking questions, she was like, are you going to release the JFK files? And what about the Epstein files? And he was like, oh, yeah, I think we'll release the Epstein files for sure. Right. We'll do that. He's like, I don't know. There's a lot of misinformation out there. He kind of like talked
laying
it back
the groundwork
afterwards.
For this a little bit.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
You know, people like J.D. Vance.
Yes.
People like Don Jr. Calling everyone scumbags, and we're going to release the files.
He said, I think this past weekend was the Turning Point USA whatever convention.
Conference. Convention, meeting of the minds.
In Tampa, Florida. And a year ago, Don Jr. was at one of those events, and he was like, they won't release the Epstein files, and we're not going to be like that. And then it's like literally a year later, he's not releasing.
Yeah, and Donald Trump basically making that part of his campaign, maybe not, like you said, maybe not fully willingly, but looking around and being like, everyone's saying this, I got to say it too, I guess.
And if, like, we've talked about this before, but at Trump rallies, we talk to people, one of the questions we always ask is, if you give a message to Donald Trump, what would it be? And a lot of people, when they're answering that question, sometimes it's just like, I love you so much. Yeah. You're the best. But a lot of people be like, release the Epstein list.
Right.
That was like one of the
most
important
things. Not a
rare
answer.
Yes. Yes.
And people forget that when Epstein was in jail and died in jail.
Yes.
However you may think that happened, Donald Trump was president. Right.
Yes,
so part of me wonders, like, what new could have come to light in the meantime for Donald Trump to go from let's release these files to let's not?
Right.
Because he would have had all the information or most of the information at the time, I would think. A large portion of it anyway. So then you have to start wondering.
Feels like we might be like looking at a rabbit hole right now.
Yeah.
And about to go
we
down.
We're
going to
crawl down a little bit of a rabbit hole.
You know where
hole
that
right
comes
now?
From, the rabbit hole?
Alice in Wonderland, I think.
Yep.
I think
that's right.
And there you have it.
There you have it.
But it just shows you more about his psyche that he's like, he probably knew at the time that if forced to release them, he'd have this reaction. He'd find a way not to. Yet he campaigned on it and everything. It's always kind of like a kick the can down the road. Let me just say what I need to win the media of the day.
Right.
And to
be like, this is what my supporters are talking about.
Right.
I'm going to
sure,
say that.
I'll say it. I'll say whatever.
And he'll like do like nods and retruth and retweet like QAnon people just to be like, let's make these people happy.
I can't believe we have to say truth and retruth and X all the time.
I know. And it came, it like rolled off my tongue. Like I didn't like, yeah, it wasn't a moment of hesitation, which there usually is when I say that. So I apologize for that. That's on me more than anything.
That was just, I guess, something I wanted to bring up is that this is kind of a moment that they cultivated for themselves. They made this throughout the campaign seem like the biggest thing. And now that they're in a position to release this stuff, it's a big deal because they made it as big of a deal as they could.
Yes, yes, yes. I agree. And that's why that part is funny. That part is funny. But there's also stuff that's not funny.
Right. I think something that maybe people don't realize is that this is like thousands of people over a couple of decades. So when they say there aren't files or there's not records, it's like these are thousands of people that were victimized at this like island over the course of a long time. Like people had to fly there. People had to travel there. The idea that there isn't information about this is a little far-fetched, I think, at this point.
And I remember, because I grew up in West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
And Palm Beach Island is one of the places where Jeffrey Epstein lived. And I remember hearing about the Epstein story at the same time everyone else did. Right. I didn't have any special
knowledge. You didn't
have
any special insight to track on that?
No. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Hearing about it?
Yeah.
So this is not like this was like an operation. This was like a big organized crime thing. And then for it to be swept under the rug, I guess that's what people are upset about.
You want to put on your tinfoil hat now? And can I ask you a question about it? Okay. Oh, that actually works because it's like
the rabbit. It's like the Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Mad Hatter. Yeah. Mad Hatter. And you have a ticket. Rob's wearing a Mad Hatter hat for the
for
listeners right
not
now.
Paying attention.
and there's a ticket on there for the Creation Museum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
And that was a great trip we went on recently.
Yes.
And you can actually read about that on our Substack.
That's right. Good plug. Seamless. So, DeVrom, what really happened there with Jeffrey Epstein?
With which part? All of it.
I don't know. Don't put me on the spot.
What really happened there? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Moving on. So there. So you firmly. That's a new segment. Yeah, it's good. I always like that comedy. Know. That's like
I don't know
where it like big setup and then yeah. like totally like lets the air of the balloon with nothing. I think that's always funny. I don't know that was funny.
Right.
What we just did, but I appreciate
that. Feel free to leave comments. Yes. Let us know if that was funny.
With this now, what's been happening now? Can you recap everything that's happened in the last couple of weeks, months to get us to this moment where there's a MAGA uprising? And we'll get to some of that in a second.
There are a few twists and turns that I think are important in broad strokes here. First, it was show the files for years, right?
See
and
the
throughout
files.
The campaign, show the files. And then Pam Bondi.
I think you're right the second time.
I've heard both. I think there's Bondi Beach in Australia.
I think you just say it because now people are listening to us. And even if it's wrong, then they'll start saying it wrong.
Yeah.
And that's something we do for our listeners. Just give them spread misinformation. Yeah. Not deliberate, but just like.
Pam Bondi. She has quotes where she says there are truckloads of evidence or whatever. She also says the files are, the list is on my desk. Now, later she would say that was like the file for the case or something. She would try and backtrack that. And
can I see the hat for a second?
Change that.
Okay.
Boy, I can't wait.
Yes. So, just a question, just asking questions here.
Yeah.
Pam Bondi.
Mm-hmm.
She was Attorney General of what state?
Florida.
Okay. Where did Jeffrey Epstein live? Where did he have a residence? Palm Beach Island, Florida?
Florida.
Just asking questions.
Okay.
Just asking questions.
Oh, man. One day we're going to break some big news in that hat.
Yes.
I feel like today may not be that day.
No.
So after the list is on my desk. Okay. I was talking about the case file. Okay. Then it's just like none of it exists. There's no client list.
Mm. Well, she said the client list is on my desk.
Right. But then she later said, no, I was talking about the case file or something. She tried to change the goalpost there. But then they came out with the Justice Department came out and saying there's no client list.
Right.
And that was only a couple months later, right?
Yes.
So now people are wondering, how is this possible?
Yes.
Like I said, these are thousands of victims over decades. There have to be multiple people involved.
Yes.
You can't traffic people to nobody. It just didn't make sense to people, right?
Also, Jeffrey Epstein, he was arrested and was accused of some pretty serious things and then kind of got off with a slap on the wrist. And
he got off with a...
I'm not talking about the first time he was arrested. I'm talking about the first time he was arrested. He got off.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Okay, he did die. And you think he didn't kill himself?
I think he was either.
No, I don't think he killed himself. I mean, no, I'm sorry. I think he killed himself.
I think he killed himself, but I think he was allowed to kill himself. I think he was given the space to kill himself, and people said, this is not going to end well for you, and most people would have been under watch at that point in time. So I think someone's in charge of allowing him to.
Okay. Yeah, that didn't seem like that was like too, like you didn't ask a question there. That wasn't like a real conspiracy thing that you said. I guess it is a conspiracy.
I think it's a conspiracy. Yeah,
okay. All right.
It's not like the most exciting one, but I think that's the most likely possibility.
So then last week.
Then the other thing, though, about him killing himself or not is that there was apparently a video released by the Justice Department that was edited in Premiere Pro.
Okay.
With four edits.
That's what we use.
With
no judgment there.
No judgment there on the program, but that the metadata, I guess, shows that it was edited. So, it's just ads, just digs us deeper.
Digs us deeper down the rabbit hole.
Donald Trump tried to shut down talk of the Epstein case completely, just saying, like, don't talk about it.
In a cabinet meeting. So he's in a cabinet meeting. He goes, he's asked about it, or I guess Pam was actually asked about it. Pam Bondi.
Yeah.
Was asked about it. And Trump kind of jumped in to defend her and said, I can't believe you're asking these questions. We should be talking about Texas right now.
Right.
Like the devastating floods that happened there. It's like, this is not important. We got to move on from this. Let's talk about Texas.
Yeah.
Then on Saturday morning, Trump just out of the blue is like, by the way, Rosie O'Donnell, she's her citizenship's going to get revoked. Right. She's
and
an
you
enemy
know this
of the
has
people.
Kept him up at night. This is a thing that he's really worried about. And so it makes sense for him to bring this up and
from,
talk
like,
about this.
The View, when right. she was on The View. Like it's
years
so
ago,
stupid.
Since this has felt important to anybody, there's no way, no way that this was meant as a distraction.
No.
No.
This is just
no
this is
way.
A pressing
this is
an issue
important.
Of state. But it's also, yeah. he's like, you can't talk about something so silly. You got to talk about these floods. And then he's like, by the way, Rosie O'Donnell. This
but
is
also, let's get back to the floods. Then it was like he did a couple truths.
Rolled off your
hate
tongue.
Saying it.
Yep.
You hate to say it. But he had that long, rambling one where he said, like, what's wrong with my boys? And in some case, gals.
Yeah.
You know, questioning the Epstein case. And then it went on to insinuate that, like, Obama may have written the Epstein files.
Huge if true.
Huge if true. But it's starting to seem like, I felt like he was insulting people's intelligence for the last decade. I really did.
Okay.
With everything that he's done.
Sure. Okay.
Just.
Which part? Like the birth certificate, Obama thing? And there was just
sure,
like a
that's the perfect first
China.
Example.
Yeah.
When just saying this stuff and just being like, I want attention. Okay. Is that obvious that he's the kind of guy who would call tabloids to get stories about him written in
my so funny because that is like the biggest thing with his presidency. It's not like, I don't think he would be happier if everyone just thought he was great and was looking at him and he got great
right.
ratings than any sort of policy. There's not like, he's not like, I got to pass
right.
the
I mean,
new deal. I got to
he was
make
mad about not getting
everyone
the
have a
Emmys.
Meal.
Those were rigged because of it.
Well, that, yeah,
that's
true.
That's actually true.
Yeah, that actually is true.
You can tell us more about it.
No, I remember that because I remember he was on talking about he was on Wolf Blitzer, and just to bring it back to wrestling. He was talking about WrestleMania 23 when he was right. going to be doing the Battle of the Billionaires. And he was talking about this, and he was saying, like, we have the best ratings. It's crazy we didn't win we have the best ratings every single year. We're mm-hmm. beating everything. We're beating Amazing Race. We're beating this. It's criminal that we don't have an Emmy. And I was like, I didn't realize the Apprentice was that popular at yeah. this point. So I Googled it, and I looked it up, and he was like, it was like the fifth best competition reality show in the ratings.
It wasn't even
it
second.
It wasn't even second. And it was like, that was just a lie. And yeah. like, Wolf Blitzer did not. Fact
didn't,
check
didn't
him
know,
on that. And then he became fucking president. Right. Anyway, this is so fucking stupid that he's fucking president. Anyway, so
the
I found myself.
Race was what he was jealous of. That's
yes.
I can't believe this is the guy. I just, that happens
I
about,
believe it.
About once a week. Okay.
So
Obama wrote him.
Yes.
And then now where are we with this? Is it that they're admitting that they kind of exist, but hey, you need to be patient. We'll release.
No,
what
they're
we
saying
think.
There's nothing else. Don't worry about it. It's over. Case closed.
Well,
move
I
on
mean,
to something else.
Charlie Kirk. Who
okay.
We can
so
talk
Charlie
about.
Kirk. Yeah. I want to talk about Charlie Kirk for a second. We mentioned earlier the turning point. Action.
Sorry, the amazing
USA.
Racist. Would be a good
oh, that's
name,
funny.
Name for Donald Trump's
that's funny.
Show. That,
that would
could...
be such an amazing tweet circa 2014. Yeah. So
hey, thanks.
It was probably still killed today. Okay. It would probably kill today, so you should tweet okay. it. You know, people talk about The Apprentice. Like Donald Trump with The Apprentice. Yeah. You hear about his new reality show?
The Amazing Racist.
Yeah, you heard yeah. about this. yeah. Okay, good. So Charlie Kirk, this guy. Have you heard about this guy? Yeah. Charlie Kirk? So
Have you heard about this?
He asked a question to the audience. I'm going to play a video from his thing.
Can we pan to the audience? I'm curious. How many of you raise your hand think this is a big deal, the Epstein thing? Would you raise your hand? So, I mean, every hand has gone up.
Okay, so he talked about this at a Turning Point Action bullshit thing, and everybody's hand went up, right? So I found myself, and then he's on stage talking about it later. I found myself in a weird position this past weekend being like, I agree with Charlie Kirk. Like, I felt like this is something I could unite with him, like hold hands symbolically and be like, hey, you know, somebody
really
opposite sides of the
You've
aisle.
Been saying that for years.
I want to hold his hand. I want to touch his face. I want to snuggle. I just want to snuggle. I don't want to snuggle. I want
to
give him a hug. It's a man hug. It's a
boy feel warm from.
Not a snuggle. I don't want this to get lost. I don't want this to all get lost in the snuggle. But I'm agreeing with Charlie Kirk. Release it. Release the Epstein files. Release the lists. Like, I know maybe there's some really powerful people on there with the powerful lawyers who are going to be like upset and sue the government and blah, 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 whatever the fuck happens. But I agree with Charlie Kirk. Release the Epstein
list. So, Charlie, if you are out there and you're listening, Jason just wants a hug.
I want a hug. I want a friend more than anything.
For ages and ages.
So I found myself agreeing with Charlie Kirk. I was like, this is crazy. I'm agreeing with Charlie Kirk. This is obviously a very important issue to him if he's bringing it up at his big, big fun party.
His big bullshit
that he
party.
Has.
Yeah.
But then on Monday this week, I think after having a call with Donald Trump or somebody from the White House.
No, it was, I believe that's what was reported is that Donald Trump called him.
He called him. Then he said this on his radio show.
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands. I've said plenty this last weekend. So if you guys want to see my commentary on it, that's fine.
That's fine. It's all over. You know what? It was so important to him while he had the people around him who were going to be upset if he didn't talk about it. But now, after a quick phone call, he's like, you know what? I'm not going to talk about this anymore.
And I think when people question him about it, he's going to point to his original comments.
Yes.
And that, I think that it has already happened. People said, hey, why did you drop this? Well, I didn't, you know, I spoke about it last weekend.
Yes.
So he's going to be pointing to those comments maybe for a long time in his efforts to say he spoke up about it.
So now I found myself in a position right now, DeVram, where I thought I had a friend.
Right.
And you know what? When you have friends that agree with you ideologically, they're not. It's nice, you know. There's comfort in that
common ground. Sure.
But when you have friends who are at the opposite side, like across the aisle, that you like form a bond with, it means a little bit more because you know that there's this friendship is so strong, not because of what you agree on. It's that
you can have disagreement.
Yes.
I love that.
But Charlie Kirk stabbed me in the back and said he doesn't want to talk about this anymore.
Right.
Which makes me want to talk about it more.
Right. Want to talk about it. And also this feels like a wrestling feud. And so it's kind of your way of bringing it back to wrestling a little bit.
Does everything have to be wrestling?
No,
it's like crazy.
No.
You always bring it up. So Charlie, if you're listening, I thought we were friends and you betrayed me and I will never forgive you for this.
Wow. Is there anything you could do to make it up to you?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Write me a check or something. So I thought in a rare moment of Democrats being smart this week, the Democrats tried to force Republicans' hand to disagree with Donald Trump. Right. A lot of Republicans say they want to see the list too. And they're like,
we'll call you on it.
Let's vote on it. So what happened? This is from The Guardian.
So, from The Guardian, Republican lawmakers have moved to block a Democratic effort to force the release of the so-called Epstein files, a near mythological trove of undisclosed information about Jeffrey Epstein at the center of an internal political war among U.S. conservatives. We know all that, but basically it was attached to an amendment about cryptocurrency legislation and I believe defense spending, right? For some framework for stable coins and the defense budget. And then Republicans voted against it, calling it irrelevant, I guess, to the bill. But that seems a little bit like a cop-out, right? It would have been sent to Congress to vote on it, but they just didn't want even
they
that
didn't
to
want
happen.
To do it. There was one Republican that crossed the aisle,
right,
and did it. But
he could be your friend.
He could be my buddy.
Yeah,
he could be my buddy. Although we probably disagree on some other.
But
stuff.
You might have some. You might find mutual
have,
ground. You
have might, some mutual have ground. Some might have some respect. Respect.
That you could have.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Well put. Well put. So we make fun of Democrats sometimes because they're so annoying and just do things that are performative and
that's
don't
true.
Do anything.
Yeah.
But I actually like this. And I do like that Democrats are now like just like, yeah, release it. Release it. I know there might be some Democrats on that list, some
right.
like pretty high profile people.
Right. But this is a kind of a one of those moments where I think they can, you know, draw a line in the sand a little bit and say, hey, we're saying release it. And you guys are standing in between, you know, us and releasing it. And there are very few moments of kind of clarity in politics. And Donald Trump has managed to like muddy every debate, it seems like. But this one is a little bit out of his control. Like, it's the first time he's outside of a conspiracy.
Oh,
he starts
yeah.
them. You know what I mean?
Let me see the hat. Because I got to ask a question. You said,
I'll sit before I put the hat on.
Because otherwise, you have to yeah. talk a little different with
you. You said yeah. he's outside of this conspiracy. He can't control it. He can't control it.
Yeah.
My question is,
or can he?
Why? Why can't he control it? Why okay. doesn't he just release the all list? Right. Well, do you want to answer the question in a conspiracy mindset? Why won't he release the list?
Why won't
One?
He release
okay,
the list?
Okay, give me the hat. Give me the hat. Give me the hat.
Okay, you want to keep going.
I'm going to go. I got to go down the rabbit hole. Taking the red yeah. pill. Not the red pill in that sense. I'm just doing the yeah. So, why? Here are some conspiracy theories about this. Number one. We know that he's buddies, or he was, God rest his soul, Jeffrey Epstein, dead. Mm. Oh, so sad.
Was it, a heart attack or something?
No, he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, not okay. of a heart attack. Of right. a. We can't Ooh. Talk about it, yeah. so gruesome. Jeffrey Epstein's dead. There's film of Donald Trump partying with him, you know, touching butt, saying this girl's hot, yeah. them laughing and whatever. There's
you
also
mean
reports.
Grab ass? Was that your way of saying playing grab ass?
I just said he's grabbing butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's there's a video of this. We've all seen the video. There's also reports that he was like, I don't want him at Mar-a-Lago anymore because he's bringing around young girls and he's a creep. But do you think, and I'm just asking questions here to mm-hmm. Trump, do you think Donald Trump is in these files more than just being on the flight logs, if there's actual, you know, credible accusations against him? I'm just asking questions. I'm just wearing a hat and asking questions.
That might bring us to like a moment of truth here.
Oh, shit. Really? Yeah. Do you need this for the moment of truth? Is it actual truth?
Maybe a little.
Okay.
Maybe a little.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Fun, have fun.
All right. Let's have a moment of truth, Aram.
Just a little moment of truth here. You know, we're talking a lot about this stuff. And the truth is that only time will tell. Mm-hmm. We're in uncharted territory a little bit here, and we are going to have to wait and see. But the truth for me is that I'm shocked.
What?
I am shocked that MAGA people are shocked.
Oh.
I'm surprised. This is the same guy who said, grab him by the P word on the bus. Remember before the 2016
Access
election?
Access Hollywood. I
Access
do remember
Hollywood.
That.
He's the same guy who never plays by the rules. He's a rich guy who doesn't pay people. He cheats on his many wives. He wouldn't show us his taxes. It was friends with this very guy.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. Over the course of decades. So it almost feels like the burden of truth shifts a little bit to Trump to prove that he wasn't part of the scandal. Almost feels like there's a willful naivete.
It almost feels like they're a little naive.
It almost feels like they're a little naive.
Willfully naive.
Yeah.
Yes.
did they really think he's just a nice guy who's a patriot after all this, did people really think that? They were like, he's a great guy and he just wants the truth out there. Did they see him do everything he did the last 10 years and genuinely really think that? So I guess I'm saying at the end of the day, we have to wait and see, but I'm surprised that other people are surprised. I thought they were just okay with whatever at this point. I thought people thought he was just the way to get things done and they didn't care about who he was as a person. But I guess at the end of the day, I can't believe he's gotten out of a million things, namely trying to overthrow the government on the day of the vote for the certification for president.
What day was that again?
January 6th.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, that to me would have disqualified someone from being president. But maybe this is where the line is. And if that's where the line is, so be it. I can't believe he's gotten out of all the things he's gotten out of. But I guess I'm just shocked that people are shocked. Either way, I guess the truth is that time will tell. We'll find out where this ends. Yeah.
Okay. You're in the hat. Yeah. You don't want to say something definitive in the hat?
I can't say something that's not. I think it would be shocking if Donald Trump wasn't involved.
Whoa.
Well, I'm not going to.
Wow.
That's. Okay. Wow. Is that not?
Wow.
Is that,
you don't speak for both of us.
Is that not enough for you?
That's had enough. That's had enough. All right, DeVrom, thank you for that moment of truth. Beautiful words from DeVrom Stiefler there. Thank you so much, DeVrom, for sharing that moment of truth with us and giving us a little truth in a world where it doesn't feel like it's easy to come by.
Yeah, this is a week I want to say something about you and your courage as well.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a week where Charlie Kirk really let you down. Yeah. A big friend that you thought you had.
Thought I made
now you're in a position to try and just put on a brave face and continue forward. So,
and I got to be honest,
I am not
doing well. Yeah. I am not doing well. Yeah. This has affected me in ways that I really didn't think possible. Yeah. It's hurting me in ways I didn't think possible, down to my core, down to my soul.
Yeah.
Sadly.
I can see that.
Yeah. Charlie, whatever. We can't keep going.
Write him a check. Write Jason a check. Write me a fucking check. You guys aren't even fucking friends, and it was never real.
Just write me a fucking check.
Just write him a check.
Thank you. Just write me a fucking check. Any words of wisdom for the audience before we get out of here, right?
Yeah, I do. When given the choice,
okay,
shop Kirkland.
We're not getting paid for this.
Can you, Kirkland? If you're out there, please pay us for this. I'm sure this is going to do a big boost, spike in your sales. But Kirkland products that are sold at Costco.
Yeah, we know. So why is this a thing, though? The Kirkland, you know, like the shirts, like it's become like a fun, like hipster or whatever.
I don't know. I got this years ago because.
You got it when it was, before it was cool.
Before it was cool. Okay. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know why people are getting it.
It looks new.
It's not.
So you haven't worn it that much?
Probably worn it 5 times. Okay.
You didn't even mention I'm wearing a Jamal Mashburn shirt today, DeVrom.
You're wearing a Jamal Mashburn shirt today.
For all of us here at The Good Liars, I want to thank you for listening, watching. We'll see you next time.